The Giants held their seventh of 10 OTAs today, but this was the final one open to media. I'm Madeline Burke alongside Paul Dottino for your Giants update. First of all, Paul, what stood out to you about today's OTA?
Well, the fact that so many young and inexperienced guys got a lot more snaps and much more important snaps than they had during the previous OTAs. This is because Pat Shurmur said he met with the personnel people last Thursday, and they decided that, you know what, some of these younger guys need a little more reps. They need more of a chance to show what they could do, so that was the emphasis.
I think it's smart to use this opportunity to see what you got here, but not only the young guys, we saw a veteran, Landon Collins, get out there again, get a little bit more involved. Here's what he had to say about today.
I'm very close. Just right now, we're just taking the precautions, not putting me into the team things, getting my arm caught in anything. We're right around the corner from the season, so we're not about to risk anything.
And, you know, we know that OTAs don't allow contact anyway, Madeline, so it's not as if he was in full gear, he'd be able to hit anybody.
Right.
But nonetheless, it's good to see Collins at least take some mental reps and some physical reps out on the field, however few they are, to be with his teammates again, and the optimism that he has expressed is certainly a good thing.
And very smart to be taking it easy at this point in the season as well. Now, on the offensive side of the ball, tight end Brett Ellison spoke to media today. He's very familiar with head coach Pat Shurmur because Shurmur, of course, was the offensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings when Rhett played for the Vikings. Here's what Rhett had to say about his head coach.
He doesn't change around different people or in different positions. He is who he is. He's real. He's a great communicator. And he's a great teacher. The speed that we're picking up this offense is really awesome. And that's a credit to him and the coaches that he's hired.
You know, one of the things that I think a lot of the players appreciate is that straightforward and honest approach. And when you're talking about a team that's had a whole big turnover like the Giants have had, well, the less complicated, the better. So direct is good.
And as Rhett said, too, Shurmur and his coaching staff have the rare skill of being very good at teaching. And that's something that has helped this team and this group pick up this offensive scheme as well.
Yeah, it's definitely showed right now. A lot of enthusiasm from the players receptive to what's going on.
All right, well, there are three more OTAs this week, but they will not be open to the media. So continue to check in to Giants.com and the Giants app for all the updates and the latest news out of OTAs.